Welcome to our Proactive Newsroom. I'm Natalie Stoberman, joined by the Senior Advisor at EQM Indexes, Stephen Derkash. Stephen, how's it going so far?
Hey, Natalie. Great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. So glad that we can catch up about solar energy, as there's been some big updates, especially with solar and wind energy basically reaching a new record high when it comes to the global electricity mix. Now, I just want to know, from your perspective, how do you see this growth continuing and also impacting the adoption of clean energy like this?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, wind and solar reached 12% of global electricity production in 2022. This is up from 10% just the year prior. It's the cleanest ever electricity measured by carbon per kilowatt hour ever. Together now, all clean energies now, this is including nuclear, equal about 39% of global electricity. This is a new all-time high. Solar generation rose by 24%. This makes it the fastest growing electricity source for 18 years in a row. So I think what you're seeing is, as the cost of solar has increasingly come down, it's fallen by about 90% over the last decade. It's made it not only desirable from a clean energy standpoint and from reaching net zero targets, but also very economical. In 91% of the world, solar is now the cheapest, the lowest cost form of energy. So you're going to see increasingly, increasing efforts to install solar, both behind the grid, more localized, as well as utility scale solar. And it's really being driven by China, the US, and Europe at this point.
Right, especially when you mentioned where the efforts lie. China seems to be setting the bar and even adding more efforts and investments to have wind and solar energy, particularly this year. How is the rest of the world catching up to China that's leading the way?
Well, China continues to be the leader. They make up about one third of solar capacity worldwide. And in terms of new additions, it's even higher. So the battleground is really being led by China. But as I'm sure many of the viewers may be aware, with the kind of the battle for supremacy in new technologies, including clean energy, solar, wind, the rest of the world is making a large effort to catch up. In China, non-fossil installed power generation reached 52%. This is greater than 50% for the first time. Wind and solar made up about 15% of total power consumption. The expectations are that China will add between 95 and 120 gigawatts of solar in 2023. This is as much as a 30% increase. So it's a big increase. The rest of the world really, as I mentioned, it's a battleground now. You've got China, the US, and the European Union really fighting for supremacy. Where I think the rest of the world really needs to go, though, is thinking about how the developing world is going to reach its targets. Because if we have any chance of really getting to the net zero targets that the world has implemented and adopted, we really need to see the increase in solar and renewables spread to the developing parts of the world rather than just the developed.
Absolutely. And when you also take in the conversation with investments in oil, it's very likely that solar investments could be overtaking what's happening in the oil industry. Where do you see that trend heading?
So renewable energy, now this does include nuclear, reached 1.7 trillion in investments versus 1.3 trillion last year. For the first time ever, solar alone made up more than oil in terms of investments. And when you look at the overall renewable energy technologies reaching that 1.7 trillion, this is about 170% of fossil. So really, it's a huge increase. But what you need to see expectations and are for, it must rise to about 5 trillion annually in order to meet the key Paris Accord targets that have been put in place. So there's a lot of room to go. It's making great progress. And with the growth numbers that I put out for you You know, the expectations are you're going to see the curve continue to increase pretty steeply, but it does have a long way to go if there's any realistic expectations of meeting net zero targets by 2050, which should put solar and wind growth rates and the trajectory, they should continue to be quite high. And just to give you one idea, solar capacity is expected to double in the next 5 years and then double again by 2030. So there is a lot of room for growth and a great need for both the adoption of solar and wind.
Well, Steve, I always enjoy our chats. Thank you for sharing your perspective with us.
Great. Thank you, Natalie. Good to see you.
Again, the senior advisor at EQM Indexes, Stephen Derkash.